Thank you for joining our podcast. We hope that this message will both teach and encourage you. Here's today's message.
Hey, good morning, everybody. Welcome to The Wise and the Wonderful. If you're watching on Facebook, something else, well, we're glad you tuned in. So we're having a lot of fun here. You probably can hear noise in the background. That's us. So we're here. We're wise. We're wonderful. We're trusting God. We're faithful. We're happy. We're fellowshippers with each other and with God. So lots of things going on here. It goes on all the time. Yeah. Our relationship with God is 24/7. Hey, that could just shorten my talk today, if you get that. Our relationship with God is 24/7. Got it? All right, let's go home. No, wait a minute. We got to eat. So, all right. Well, hey, you can hear probably... Can you hear me better now? All right. So anyway, we got some songs up here and haven't done this one in a long time. And it's an old song. We're going to do it a little bit upbeat. Ready, everybody? Y'all can sing this. I'm satisfied with just a cottage below and a little silver and a little gold. But in that city where the ransomed will shine, I want a gold one, that silver line. I've got a mansion just over the hilltop in that bright land where we'll never grow old. And someday yonder we'll never more wander, but walk on streets that are purest gold. Don't think me poor or deserted or lonely, I'm not forsaken, I'm heaven bound. I'm just a pilgrim in search of a city. I want a mansion, a harp and a crown. I've got a mansion just over the hilltop in that bright land where we'll never grow old. And someday yonder we'll never more wander, but walk on streets that are purest gold. Hey, man, that was fun. Everybody know that song? I had a worship leader one time at another church, and anytime I suggested a song like that, he'd say, I don't know that one. I said, you don't know any of these old gospel songs? She said, no, I haven't been a Christian that long. You know, think about it. So they didn't grow up singing those old songs out of those hymn books and singing around the piano. Well, our God is an awesome God, and He's awesome in this place. You are awesome in this place, mighty God. You are awesome in this place, my Father. You are worthy to be praised. To you our hearts are raised. You are awesome in this place, mighty God. Let's do it again. You are awesome in this place, mighty God. You are awesome in this place, my Father. You are worthy to be praised. To you our hearts are raised. You are awesome in this place, mighty God. Our God is an awesome God. He reigns from heaven above with wisdom, power, and love. Our God is an awesome God. Our God is an awesome God. He reigns from heaven above with wisdom, power, and love. Our God is an awesome God. Our God is an awesome God. Our God is an awesome God. Yes, He is. He is awesome. You know where we got that idea? Awesome God? From the Bible. That's how he's described by so many of faithful people in the past. God is an awesome God. Everything about God is awesome. All right. Hey, by the way, before I start a little lesson here, we've talked to some of you and gotten some good feedback. And what we've decided to do with our Wise and Wonderful is, of course, next week we're not meeting, but then we're going to suspend our meetings physically in person during the month of December. And then see what happens after that. So many of you have concurred with that and said that's probably a good idea since there's been some spiking up of COVID and all of that. And also, I'm really trusting that a virus is on the way. I'm not a virus. A vaccine for the virus. Yeah. A vaccine for the virus, of which I think after the healthcare workers and so on, people 70 and over are in line to get that. So that could be coming along pretty soon, and that can get us all back together physically. In the meantime, we'll be having online services, kind of like we did before. So find some good ways to stay in touch with each other. So be in touch. We'll be in touch with you. In the meantime, be happy. God's going to bring us through. All right. Hey, there we go. Well, I said God is an awesome God. He's also a personal God, which is really great, so that he can actually be awesome, not just out there in the universe on his throne, but personal in our lives. Jesus taught us to pray, "Our Father, which art in heaven." That was a revelation. Did you know most Jews did not know God as their Father? So when Jesus said, "Pray this way, our Father," they're going, "What? Our Father? Yeah, you're his children, and he's your Father, and he loves you like a father. You belong to him, and you're his child. You're his daughter, and you're his son." Boy, that makes a difference when we think about God. So Acts 17:27 says, "He is actually not far from each of us, for in him we live and move and have our being." Now, what did it say? Not far. So, yes, God is out there, but he's also in here. He's not far from each of us. You can reach out and touch him. And in Genesis 1:27, it says, "God created man in his own image." So, God, we sometimes... philosophers want to call God something other. He's a deity out there. He's the creator. He's an intelligence. He's a force. Well, that's not what the Bible calls him. Yeah. Now, creator, yes. But he's more than a creator. He's our Heavenly Father, and he created us in his image. Now, if we're created in his image, that means we can relate to him. Oh, I don't know about that. God is so big and he's in another realm and he's way off. No, no. We've got to get rid of those ideas and realize that God has chosen to move in this realm, and he has made us in his image, which means he has given us the capacity to relate to him and to fellowship with him. Remember, Adam and Eve walked with God in the garden, said in the cool of the evening, which means they talked to God. God talked to them. There was not any kind of a barrier. There was not like, "I can't understand you. What kind of a language are you speaking? We don't get it." No. I mean, I can't picture that exactly how that happened. But it did. That shows you how far we have fallen in so many ways. But that's probably the main thing, is that we lost our relationship with God and stopped knowing and relating to him as Father. So that's why the title of this is Personal God. God is personal only if he is a person. Now, is that too obvious to say? But I think it needs to be said. Yeah. He's personal because he's a person. God has a personality, and you are a person, and you have a personality. If he cares about the sparrow, Jesus said, how much more does he care for you? So we know from the Bible that he loves us personally, but seldom do we walk in a continual realization of that. Now, you have personal relationships with your friends, with your family, with your children, and so on. You've got personal relationships. What if you only talk to each other on Sundays? Well, that wouldn't be a real great relationship, just every now and then, or when you needed something. No. Sometimes that's what we do with God. We call on him on Sundays or when we need something really bad. Now, if you only called your friend when you needed something real bad, pretty soon your friend might stop answering the phone. Yeah. So here's some obstacles to personal God. I don't know if you've heard any of these, and I hope you haven't said any of these, but it could apply to us at least maybe sometime in the past. I never pray for my personal needs. That would be selfish. Anybody relate to that? No? Okay, we can go on to the next one. Well, this is what I like to say. No, it isn't selfish to pray for personal needs. Just they're personal, not selfish. Now, if all you ever pray for is yourself, then that's a little suspect. We need to pray for others as much as and more, perhaps, even than ourselves. But God knows that you have needs, and God wants you to talk about them. He wants to know what you're thinking and where you're hurting. Yeah. God's interested in that. He doesn't think you're selfish. Here's another obstacle. I know God loves me, but he's up there and I'm down here. So many times we've been taught the concept that God is a far off God, that that's where he stays. And sometimes we like him far off because it's uncomfortable if he gets too close to us. So that means he knows everything, knows my thoughts, and can't seem to have any personal time. And I'm just not all that religious anyway. That's an obstacle. Here's another one. We readily acknowledge God loves everyone in the world, but reluctant to accept that accept that love personally. A good way to start a prayer is, God, I'm so glad we have this love relationship. You love me, and I love you. And that love has been revealed and demonstrated in the life of Jesus. Jesus said, if you've seen me, you've seen the Father. So everything you want to know about God the Father has been revealed to us in his Son Jesus. We don't think of Jesus as way off, do we? We don't think of Jesus as not that interested in our personal lives. Oh no, Jesus is, but God, that's something different. No, Jesus said, I love you and the Father loves you just as much as I love you. I'm trying to demonstrate to you how much God loves you in a personal way. Here's another obstacle. Can God really be everywhere at once? I think about that sometime. I mean, there's 7 billion people on the planet. How does he get around to everybody? It's almost like the Santa Claus, you know. How does he get around to all the children all in one night? And sometimes we project that onto God. How does God get around to everybody? I don't know if y'all saw the movie with Jim Carrey. I just went blank. Not Oh God. That's what. Yeah, Bruce Almighty. Oh, remember he was in charge of answering all the prayers? He was taking God's job for a while. And so he has this computer, and here comes all these prayer requests flying in, and he's just overwhelming, you know, and it just shows him just all, you know, pray for my puppy, pray for my, you know, I'm taking a trip, I'm sick. Here they all come. And so he's so overwhelmed, he finally just says yes to all. Remember that? Clicked it and he went, yes to all. Well, then the next day, everybody won the lottery. And they're all out in the streets really mad because they only won, what was it, $1.97, something like that each, since everybody won. Anyway, so how does God get around to 7 billion people? Well, now that number is cut way down because we're talking about those that know their God and are in a relationship with Him through Jesus Christ. Well, that cuts the number way down. But listen, have you ever heard of omnipresence and omniscience? Okay, that's something I don't understand, but I know God is. And He has that ability to be very personal to each one of us. Sometimes I feel like my prayers don't get above the ceiling. But they don't have to. God's inside. He's an inside God. So if He's an inside God, He's got time for me, personally. Whatever is on my mind, He would like to hear it, and He would like to talk it over. And He will answer my prayers personally. He doesn't have some important person He needs to see about, and maybe I'm way down the line. And after all, am I really worthy of God's attention? What's the answer to that? Yes, you are. Yeah. He loves you personally as much as anybody else that He loves. The preacher asked, do you accept Jesus as your personal Savior? Remember that one? And I think everybody here has made that choice and said, yes, He's my personal Savior. He doesn't belong to me, but I belong to Him. Can God be personal to everyone? Yes, okay, good. Revelation 3:20 says, behold, I stand at the door and knock. If anyone hears my voice and opens the door, I will come to him. Now I'm going to add a word here. I'm going to personally come to him and eat with him and he with me. That sounds pretty personal, doesn't it? God knocking at the door. He's a personal God. He wants, just like he told Zacchaeus, who was up in the tree when Jesus passed by, Zacchaeus, I'm coming to your house today. Boy, that was personal, wasn't it? He didn't just go by and say, I'll be thinking about you, Zacchaeus. Oh, you're on my prayer list. Let's do lunch sometime. No, when we say, let's do lunch sometime, that means what? Whenever. Yeah, whenever, you know, when I get around to it. No, Jesus said, I must come to your house today. So God's favorites are not world leaders, officials, and preachers. We are all His favorites. How did you get to be a favorite? Well, He became your personal Savior. He let us know that He loves every one of us deeply and wants to talk things over with us. So I like to define prayer this way. Prayer is talking to God and listening to God. It's two-way. How many of you just said your prayers and then went to bed? And God's on the other line going, okay, when do I talk? Oh, you're already gone to sleep. So it's talking and listening and standing on God's word. So if you've been born again, you are in God's family, and God treats you as a family member, which means very, very special. It's a special place of relationship and access. Ephesians 2:18 says, through Him, we both have access in one spirit to the Father. Now, the both was the Gentile and the Jew that he was talking about. But here's the key word that I want to uplift, access. Now, if you were the custodian of a large building and had many doors, and somebody said, okay, since you're the security guy, here's the key. And you go, well, after I get in the front door, I mean, is that it? And they go, no. This key opens all the doors. So As a child of God, you have a key, and it opens up all the doors to God's blessings. What is that word? Access. We're taught that we have access to the Father. Now, let's see that picture there. I kind of thought that was a neat picture. Do you view Jesus this way? That's a good picture to view, kind of get in your mind. He would like to just talk some things over with you. He's right there. He's very personal. And look how intently Jesus is listening. So he's talking to him, and the young man is talking to Jesus. Someone said to me once, "You're as close to God as you want to be." Oh, the missionaries, they're very close to God. No, they're as close to God as they want to be. You're as close to God as you want to be. Now, in some cases, there is a fear of getting too close to God. Do we really want God to know everything about us? Yeah. It's kind of like if you go see your doctor, but you don't want to tell him what's really going on, how you're feeling. Do you feel like you have a fever? Where do you hurt? Whatever. Hey, God wants to know where we hurt. Don't be reluctant to tell him. Don't be afraid to get too close to God. He's only there to help, and he's got good things in store for you. He has solutions. He has answers. He has blessings. That's why Hebrews tells us, with confidence, draw near to the throne of grace, that we might receive mercy and find grace to help in time of need. Now, how can you do that with confidence? Well, for one thing, you know, you don't have to be worthy. You don't have to be at the top of the class. You don't have to be the right ethnicity. All you have to be is needy and realize that you belong to God. He's your friend. So let us with confidence draw near to the throne of grace, and we will receive mercy and grace. At any time? At any time? Yeah, at any time. James 4:8, draw near to God, and he will draw near to you. All right, I'm about to bring this plane in for a landing. So if you've been drifting off, I want you to drift back in for the exciting conclusion. He's not only your Savior, but your confidant, your helper, your companion, father, and friend. Now, here's the closing prayer. Yeah, so if you'd like to pray along with me, here's how it goes. Lord, I confess I have not drawn as close to you as I should. I know now that you are good all of the time and have blessings, wisdom, and guidance for me every day. Thanks for making me a part of your family. I accept your gracious offer. Let's talk. Where is it? More often. I ran out of it over here. Let's talk more often in Jesus' name. Amen. All right. That's it. All right. Hey, Paula went to get the... by the way, I'm going to sign out now for everybody that's watching on Facebook and to say thank you for watching. And we won't be back next week, but we'll be back the week after that online for sure. So be sure and tune in and stay in touch with the schedule, and we'll keep you up to date. God bless you. See you next time.